Yesterday in our chapel, we had a really beautiful celebration, a memorial for the life of Joan Farrar. And after that service ended, we went to the parish hall and had high tea, because Joan loved high tea at the antique show and designs for dining. So there were platters of cakes and cookies and lemon bars and savories, and we had on the silver trays our silver tea service, and the tea was poured with elegance and grace. So into this beautiful setting, I went from table to table. And I went up to a table and greeted people there, and one of our spiritually attuned parishioners, Hank Gatlin, says to me, "You know, Paula, Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, and you really don't need to preach for very long." I thanked Hank profusely for his sage wisdom. But today, my friends, I think Jesus would like us to spend a few moments on what was important about the presentation of our Lord in the temple. So today we hear of an event in the gospel that deals with synchronicity. Simeon and Anna, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus did happen upon each other in the temple at almost the same time. What happened at that encounter was a graced example of synchronicity. Now this word synchronicity, what does it mean? Where did it come from? What does it have to do with the gospel? And does it have anything to do with Super Bowl Sunday? Now the last question is not easy to answer, but I'll start with the first three. The word synchronicity is a term used by the psychologist Carl Jung to describe the experience of meaningful coincidences. Coincidences that are not merely accidents or good fortune, but as Jung believed, signs created by an integrated and purposeful universe. Synchronicity is like God winking at us, pulling our sleeves, trying to get our attention, pointing the way. Our experience of synchronicity can also be described as the promptings of the Holy Spirit at work within our lives. The Holy Spirit is always offering us signs to pay attention. If we recognize and act upon these signs, they can make all the difference in the world. When I was around 19 years old, I was a sophomore at Mount St. Mary's College studying philosophy. I needed to take an elective, so I took my first art class. And in taking that art class, something alive happened inside of me. Well, the professor of that class took all of us to the Otis Art Institute on Wilshire at the time to view an exhibition and to tour the campus. Being at the Art Institute, I began to feel even more alive and knew I wanted to be at the Art Institute. So I quit Mount St. Mary's and went to the Otis Art Institute. The second year I was there, one day, I saw a friend of mine struggling to try to pick up a lot of things to carry downstairs. So I offered to pick up her 3x4 foot portfolio, bulky portfolio, and immediately dropped it. And out slipped all kinds of drawings that were incredible. Black and white, fine detail, academic, representational, and they were not done at Otis. That style of drawing that was academic was not being taught then. So I asked her where she had done these drawings. and she said she was studying with a professional artist who had his own studio academy. I asked for his name, I called him, I took a sample of my work, drove over to his studio, which was on Citrus off of Wilshire, went, knocked on the door, walked in, and felt I'd walked back into time. Because there in the studio were all kinds of amazing still life setups, statues, draperies, and academic drawings and skeletons everywhere. So I showed him my work. We had an interview. He said I could join his studio. For the next 4 years, I studied with him 20 hours a week. He had 4 classes. When I left the studio that day, I went to a pay phone and called my roommate and said, I have met someone that will change my life. That is an example of the Holy Spirit and synchronicity. I had dropped the portfolio. I recognized different drawings. I inquired. I met this man, and he changed the direction of my artwork, my career, and things happened that never would have happened. So synchronistic events occur throughout our life, and they create a highway on which the Holy Spirit travels with us to teach and guide us. But we must be attentive and responsive to the Holy Spirit's nudges. And it is not easy. Being attentive requires that we really need to be present. Present to God, present to others, present to ourselves. God can only be found in the present moment, not in what might have been or what might be, but what is. It is in the present moment, in the holy now, that the Holy Spirit is always by our sides, trying to get our attention, trying to show us the way. So at the heart of today's gospel is an incredible example of synchronicity and the Spirit of God. Jesus is only 8 days old, and it is time for Mary and Joseph to present Jesus in the temple. Presentation of a firstborn child to God concluded the days of purification for the mom and involved making a sacrifice, and because they were poor, it was a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. So Mary and Joseph take Jesus into the temple. At the same time that Simeon, a senior citizen of much faith, is standing there. The gospel says the Holy Spirit rested on Simeon and that the Holy Spirit promised he would not see death before he had seen the Messiah. When Simeon saw Jesus, right in front of him, something happened inside. His whole being must have felt it, because he knew in front of him, in this baby, was the Messiah. Simeon was paying attention at a very deep level and did not miss the cue. Now someone else was paying attention, Anna, a holy, prayerful woman. She too, at that same moment, recognized who was in front of her. So both Simeon and Anna saw and recognized the Messiah, the light of the world. Psychologist Carl Jung would have jumped for joy because his theory of synchronicity had been proven right in that very moment. These people converged just at the right time. Mary, Joseph, Jesus, Simeon, and Anna, they all came together. Carl Jung says that synchronicity is never accidental. It is a force of basic reality stuff that brings things and people together for meaning. Now, he does not say what the stuff is, but Luke in this gospel does. He tells us that the Holy Spirit guided Simeon and Anna. They saw what others were not seeing, not even Joseph and Mary. They saw the light, remembered the prophecies, and praised God for this synchronistic moment when what they had been waiting for converged. They had paid attention. They were present to God, present to others, present to themselves. We are meant to be Simeon and Anna, to see the light in each other, because every day people are presented to us, strangers from the darkness. The Holy Spirit is at our sides, offering us the grace to pay attention and be present. Synchronicity is the work of the Holy Spirit, tapping us on the shoulder, pointing the way to healing, wholeness, and sanctification. The response we heard of Simeon in the gospel was a precious moment of synchronicity. And that response that he proclaimed is the very prayer that we have in our Book of Common Prayer for Compline on page 135. Lord, you have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Now, as far as synchronicity and the Super Bowl game, I have no clue. But I suggest you pay attention and be present for when Peyton Manning says, "Omaha." Amen.